זה המצטלתי שאמרתי לך, אני פה?
תחרות.
חשבו חולה מועד, לא, חולה מועד גם אני לא באתי. בדיוק במישן. לתורת אלזס, תספיקס פרשה, פרשת מקץ, יוסף became the assistant to Pharaoh. The Gemara said, according to one opinion, he was assistant for Pharaoh for 40 years. After 40 years, Pharaoh died, and then Yosef was the king by himself. Altogether, Yosef ruled Egypt 80 years. He was 30 years old when he came out of jail. And for 80 years he was first like vice president, but not just vice president, he was almost like Pharaoh. And then the Torah tells us that the brothers came, was a famine, as Yosef predicted. He walked inside and they don't recognize Yosef. They don't know who he is. Can you imagine? 10 people, brothers. He didn't see the brother for 22 years. Look at him, sit in front of him. Speaks to them. They speak to him. He speaks to them. Ask no questions. No resemblance. Nobody said he looks like Joe. 22 years, Ma said, well, he came out without a beard and now he has a beard. Big deal, he has a beard. Every criminal in America puts a beard and the FBI spots him on the spot. There's no way to hide behind the beard. It's a joke. He was 17. Even if he was a baby. I remember I was in the yeshiva. We were in the yeshiva. They showed me a picture of somebody. He was 5 years old. He asked me, who is in the yeshiva, this boy? I said, this guy. He had a beard, so what? He says, what if he has a beard? You know the face, you know the nose, you know the eyes, you see the guy. And we were talking about Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gan, Asher. She said, 10 people look at you, nobody says, he looks like Yosef. No, nothing. And he plays with them, tells them you're spies, this, put them in jail, take them out of jail, put Shimon in jail. They go home, they bring Binyamin back, Binyamin, no, 9-11. Look at 11, nothing, zero. He plays around, he says he has a special cup. You know? It's hard to believe. Just hard. I mean, stupid people, yes. Yeah, but not a Jew. The Shvatima, geniuses. They can't say. The Gemara says next week, when they say that he's Yosef, they still don't believe in him. He said, I'm Yosef. He said, no, you're not Yosef. And when he said, he's Yosef, they were so upset and angry, they want to kill him. You are on your own. He said, I'm Yosef. Come on, I'm telling you, I'm Yosef. Said, okay, you don't look like Yosef. I don't know. One said, listen, I speak Hebrew to them, and I've written Milah. Still don't believe. They still don't believe it's Yosef. Don't you see in your face Yosef? Hard to believe. Gemara tells us that Yosef kept Shabbat, the way it says in the Torah. And the brothers came back to Egypt the second time. Excuse me. Yosef told Menashe, his son, to tell them they're going to eat with him. It's Friday night. So Yosef told Menashe, go do me a favor. Go, when you slaughter the animal, go show them. Show them because they eat kosher food. And we also eat kosher food, Yosef told Menashe. But I cannot eat with them because they will know right away that I'm a Jew. Because in Egypt, nobody eats meat. Everybody was a vegetarian over there. So the Torah says in the text, Yosef tells Menashe, go prepare, and after you slaughter, bring the animal like this, after you slaughter the piece, the head, the neck, to show that you slaughtered it. And also take the sciatic פילנושה. זה סייעתיק. נרב. נרב, זה קול. Take it out, show them, let me know. Interesting to know. This Menashe comes over and says, listen, you know, I know how to slaughter. I say, oh yeah? What's your name, Mahmoud? And then also he takes the sciatic nerve also. Sciatic, he knows what sciatic nerve, what is on the internet. How the people in Egypt know sciatic nerve? Doesn't ring a bell? It's not a red light. Don't you see what's going on? You have no idea. They're going to sit down and they're going to it's kosher. Who? A goy slaughter for you meat? You're allowed? See Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, he said, are you allowed to eat from a goy slaughter for you? You have a goy that knows that the slaughter, you're allowed to eat from him? Of course not. So what do you mean you sit down and you ate? What's wrong with you people? And then the guy said he knows the halachot. He says, Jesus told him, open up the neck to show them that you know kane veshet, you know the halachot, you know the two simanim, show them that you cut 100%. I said, what does he know? What, you went to yeshiva? How does he know? No suspicious. Nothing. Says the Gemara, so it was a Friday night, and Yosef had to eat. So one of the Chachamim, about 500 years ago, his name is Shilte Giborim, he writes, in the commentary, I want to tell you something. Parashat Miketz usually falls on Chanukah. As a hint in the parasha. A hint. I said, what's the hint? Says the sentence reads that Yosef tells Menashe, "Udvoach tevach ve'achin, go slaughter and prepare for the Shabbat." I says, "Udvoach tevach means slaughter. The last letter of the word tevach is chet. The next word after tevach is ve'achin. Is the letters vav hey chafenu. And then you have chet. Here comes Chanukah." He says, what does it mean? I don't know what it means. It means, you know, you find, I don't know exactly what people think, but that's what he said. They can find the word Chanukah in the parasha, that most of the time Parashat Miketz is Shabbat Chanukah, and here it's hinted, Hashem with his wisdom decided to hint to us Chanukah. So where does it hint? Where? In the sentence that Yosef told Menashe, go slaughter and prepare, Hashem decided to put Chanukah over there. What Chanukah has to do with this? Hashem decided, okay. How about Chanukah? Chanukah, in a way, some people say, Chachamim says, Chachamim says, this is a very powerful Chag, very powerful. Even though the Gemara said, you have to go to work, business as usual, the opposite, you have more energy to do business. But some poskim say, it says the Megillah Ta'anit, it says. Chanukah is so powerful, you're not allowed to do Ta'anit the day before Chanukah. And not a day after Chanukah. It's something you don't find any other holiday. No such thing. The opposite. We know. Before Pesach, we have Tanit Bechorot. Before Purim, we have Tanit Esther. Before Rosh Hashanah, Tanit Selichot. Before Sukkot, Shulchan Aruch says, some people do Tanit. Before Shavuot, some people do Tanit. Chanukah, this is Megillat Tanit. No, you cannot do it fast before Chanukah. It's not Chanukah yet. No, but the light, Ari says, the light of Chanukah, energy of Hanukkah is so strong that the day before Hanukkah is already considered like holiday. The same the day after Hanukkah. Something you don't find any other holiday. That you cannot do a fast day before the Chag. You can't. No such thing. The opposite. Recommended in Shulchan Aruch. After Purim, says Shulchan Aruch. Some people do 3 days Ta'anit, Bahab. 3 days, right after Purim. Hanukkah, no, you can't do it. Can't do it. Mechaber Shulchan Aruch said you allow, but it's not so simple. Some people disagree with the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. But again, it's Megillat Ta'anit. I mean, this book is called Megillat Ta'anit, and there it says that Chanukah is so powerful, he cannot do no Ta'anit before Chanukah, immediately, a day before, and not Ta'anit after. What is it? Comes the Rishon, says, you should know how powerful it is. It's called Gemara Chativa, this coming Monday. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called might reverse bad decisions on people. If Hashem decides a person should make only $2 million this year, Hashem will say, no, you're going to make $200 million.
Amen.
This is a Baruch Baruch Shmo, this not Amen. Baruch Baruch Shmo. That's how it's called Gemara Chatima. This is a powerful Chanukah. That Hashem might review the file. It means it goes even further, but whoever still survived, Chas Shalom did not have a hard time yet. Hashem waits and with the file, and over Chanukah looks at the file and says, okay, I changed my decision. Because it's Hashem Kippur, Shana Rabah. What happened? Hanukkah. What Hanukkah? What happened, Hanukkah? What happened, Hanukkah? What's that? And of course, the other questions that we know the Rambam gives the title to Hanukkah, that is a very dear mitzvah, Hanukkah. The halacha that the person must go and light Hanukkah candle. And if he's poor, he has to go and rent himself or go collect money. And go put his jacket in a pawn shop. You must do it. And you have to try to do even better, not just one candle per night. Every night you should add a candle. And not only that, the Gemara says that when Moshe opened the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen did not participate, like the other presidents of the tribes that sacrificed. And Aaron was a little bit depressed. Hashem told Moshe, go tell Aaron, don't worry, you're going to light the menorah. Rabban says, oh, Hashem told Moshe, hint him, it's going to be Maccabim, Chanukah. No. What is this, how you can comfort somebody that you have Chanukah? So what? In the text, that Al HaNisim, the beginning of the Chashmonaim made, as we say, מימי מתידיהו בן יוחנן, כהן גדול שמונה בנם שעמדה מחוק לבן הרשעה למחה ישראל לשכחה מתורתך, לאווירה מחוקי רצונך. They want us to forget the Torah. What does it mean exactly? You don't want us to remember the Torah. What does it mean exactly? What do they care? Let them remember the Torah. Anyway, most of Am Yisrael already was on the other side. 108 years, the Greeks ruled Eretz Israel. And by the time the Chashmonaim came, almost everybody was a reformer or conservative. So the text reads, that's what they wanted. You made the strong ones will fall into the weaker ones. Well, by the way, it's not exactly this way. Information that we have, Yehudah Maccabi and his brothers were very, very strong. Very strong. Outstanding. Not like Yehuda from the Shvatim, but it's not a weak guy. We're not talking about somebody that came down out from a yeshiva. I says, Masata Giborim Biat Chalashim. I don't know how accurate this statement is. Rabbim biyad me'atim, it's true. It's a miracle. Rabbim biyad me'atim. Roshaim biyad tzadikim. The wicked one fell into the hands of the Holy One. No, of course. But you think it should be the opposite? Utmeim biyad tohorim. Not pure ones. Fell in the hand of the pure ones, of course. Well, what do you expect? What do you have to say there? The bad ones in the hands of the ones that are busy with the Torah. Just five things. He cannot have any more adjectives. Just those five things. Five. One. Amim biyad ma'atim. Two. Hashem biyad tzadikim. Three. Tmeim biyad tohorim. Four. And the demons could attack five. That's what happened on Hanukkah. What is it all about? Those five things. So Chachamim tell us the following. You know, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I want you to do Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, says the Gemara, this test is the final test. But I want you to know you're having a test now.
He tells him, up front,
have a test. Take your son and put him up on an altar, on the altar in Yerushalayim. And that's the test. So the Torah says Abraham went over there and took Yitzchak and tied him up. Information. Yitzchak tied him up. Abraham tied Yitzchak up. The Gemara says, Yitzchak says, Abraham tied me very well. I should not move while you're having the knife in your hand. And if I'll move, the Shechita is pasul. That you have to make sure that when you slaughter, you go straight. If the animal shakes a little bit, then Shechita is pasul. You have to hold the animal tight. The head rings on the floor. A tight animal. Because then the Shechita is halacha in the Shechita that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yitzchak asked Abraham Avinu, tie me well. I said, the text we read like this. And then Abraham Avinu was ready to take the knife. An angel called him up from Shammai and said, no, don't do it. So Avraham asked, Hashem told me to do it, I'm going to do it. So the angel said, Hashem told me to tell you that Hashem only told you to take him, put him on the altar. Hashem never told you to slaughter him. But it's a joke. I dragged myself from my house all the way up to Yerushalayim. I built an altar and I put Yitzchak, and then you tell me, no, I only told you to put him up. What's the joke? Did you tell me this? And I left my house early and I was crying on the way. Yitzchak was crying. The Gemara says, Yitzchak asked Avram, where is the sheep? Avram said, don't worry. There is sheep. If you don't sheep, you are the sheep. And they all go, the both of them go, Eliezer and Yishmael Machshimo, they go over there. And said, Hashem said, no, I never said to your daughter. What's the joke? Comes the Gemara and says a statement like this. The time that Avraham Avinu tied Yitzchak, the Gemara says, Hashem tied up in Shamayim all the bad prosecutors and all the angels. And so some Chachamim say, they found some places, it says, not only Hashem tied them, the angels tied themselves, some other angels. Michael, that is the angel that represent kindness, tied Gabriel, that he represents judgment. And the star Mars tied the star called Tzedek. Says the Gemara, you don't understand what happened in Akedat Yitzchak. What is Akedat Yitzchak? Says the Gemara, Chavim, explain what Akedat Yitzchak is. You should know that everything what's going on here really happened with angels upstairs. For example, something breaks. A glass broke. Why it broke? Fell off my hand. What is this? Negligence. Or is it Shlumazel? Shlumir. No, it doesn't go this way. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you what happened. Says the Gemara that Goliath, a giant, stood up on the mountain for 40 days, screaming, covered from head to toe with kapla. Only had two little holes next to his eyes. Very small one, you can see. A giant. Besides, he's so great, so big and strong, covered completely with copper. This is impossible. Maybe with a missile. But not those days. And then David HaMelech came. It says the Navi in the text that he went and he took stones. The man says he took five stones in one version. The man says he picked up one. So he says this is Zchut Avraham. And the second one is Zchut Yitzchak. And then Yaakov. And then he said Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he says for Hashem. And he's going now to fight his Goliath. Sounds like a joke. He says, it's in a kindergarten like this. He goes, he's going to throw stones at him. In Yerushalayim, he throws stones at people. And that's nonsense. And the Gemara, the Navi says, the Goliath tells him, you think I'm a dog, you can throw stones at me. He must be kidding. So David said, don't worry about it. I'm going to finish you now. Says the Gemara, what will happen? The Gemara said, there is an angel upstairs that he is responsible for Kapra. There's an angel upstairs responsible for steel, silver, gold. I think gold is up, gold is down. Buy gold, it's going to be 2,000, it's going to be 5,000. Buy gold. down the gold. What happened? Russia, Putin. The whole thing, the Gemara says, angel. There's an angel upstairs responsible for gold. There's an angel upstairs responsible for metal, for stones, for anything. Something breaks, what happened? I had, you know, somebody bump into my car. Let me tell you what happened exactly. This is the guy, you know, he was on the phone, and he didn't look, and it was a red light, he bump. It doesn't go like this. There's an angel upstairs, and he told the guy behind you, listen, do some texting now, bump into the guy. That's how it goes. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Says the Gemara, 10%. Says the Gemara, that while David was picking up the stones and he said, one Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel upstairs that's responsible for rocks, for stones, went to the angel upstairs that's responsible for the copper and told him, I need a favor from you. He said, what do you need? He says, you see this guy, David upstairs, you see? So he has some stones. He's planning to shoot it into the copper. Now the guy is covered with copper. I need from you a favor. Just do a little crack on his forehead. Can you do a crack? Then he says, yeah, I can do a crack. What's the problem for me? I'll make a crack. And David, you, from upstairs, you know, GPS David. And you GPS David. And this David will say, you know, a stone, and you're going to take the stone inside this hole, and that's the story of the Tanakh. You mean the Tanakh, they teach you like they teach you in kindergarten. This guy Goliath is full of copper, and David has a stone, and the stone hits him in his forehead exactly, like David is a big sniper. And he knows exactly what's the hole. No. Says the Gemara, no. David is not a sniper, and there's no hole. This agreement in Shamayim between the angels. The angel that's responsible for the copper agreed to the angel responsible for the stone to open up, to make a crack. No? And the angel from the stone, he will direct the stone straight into the hole. Says the Gemara, why did he agree? Why did he agree? The Gemara says, because look at the depth of it. The Gemara says, the angel responsible for the metal told the other angel, listen, until now, the Jewish people did Brit Milah with stone. If you want me to do a favor like this to you, please, from now on, everybody should Brit Milah with metal. And the angel that was responsible for the stone, he said, you know what? For this, Kiddush Hashem, David is going to kill Goliath, I give you this job. From then on, says the Gemara, you do Brit Milah with knife. He said, why do you Brit Milah with a knife? He says, what else? Of course, life. Life is the easiest thing. No. It's a secret not to do it with a knife. It's a big secret. The Torah tells you that Moshe was on the way, and look at it, Eliezer or Gershom, decided Moshe came to the hotel, he wants to make a Brit Milah, so he didn't make a Brit Milah, he wants to go to ask which room I should take. In the meantime, the Satan came. The Torah says, Tzipora took a stone. And then the Navi says, Aseh lecha charvot tzurim. Hashem told Yehoshua, Yehoshua mol bnei Israel. When Am Israel is ready to go to Israel, Hashem told Yehoshua, God makes swords from stone. Why from stone? From knife. I have a knife, metal. No. The secret is, Brit Milah should have been done with stone, not with a knife. And the reason why we do with a knife is because the agreement of the angels upstairs. That's the Gemara says. So you see, the Gemara says, you see, everything is angels. The Gemara says, it's wars as well, the Gemara says. The Torah says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of Sichon. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go, alerish, ren atati biyadecha, et Sichon vetarzo. Hashem tells Moshe, you see? Gemara says, what I see nothing. The Gemara said, Hashem showed Moshe, the angel that's responsible for the state, that Sichon was the king, Hashem tied him up in Shemayim. So the war that you think, ISIS, this is not here. It's upstairs. It's not here at all. Zero over here. Lev melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem shor shlomo. It says, don't think that you win over here because you have better army or less better army. No. It has to do with your angel upstairs. And even though that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of this giant Sichon, Hashem told him, look, the guy is a puppet, understand? This is just a show downstairs. I show you upstairs. You see this guy upstairs, an angel. Same thing it says, Ve'eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim met asfat hayam. It says, Kirat Yamzuf. I said, Mitzrayim nosei achareim, Sash Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael were able to see an angel from Shamayim that he gave the energy to the Egyptians. At the end, the Torah says, Met asfat hayam, he is dead. They look at on the floor, they saw an angel dead. You can see an angel dead. It's in the text, in the Torah. So that's the Gemara says, you should know Akedat Yitzchak was, you know what happened? Avram tied Yitzchak. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied up everybody upstairs. What does it mean? Akedat Yitzchak came into place because it was a prosecutor that came to Hashem and said, listen, I don't like Avram. Avram doesn't believe in you. Why don't you test him? Why don't you test him? Whatever the reason was that the prosecutor came to Hashem. Since Avram tied him, then as long as you tied him on the altar, Hashem tied all the prosecutors upstairs. And that's really what Hashem told the angel to tell Avram. I never told you to slaughter Yitzchak. I only told you to put Yitzchak on the altar. Or what does it mean? Is you ready to slaughter as long as you tied him, as long as Yitzchak asked you to tie him, the job is, what job was done? What job? The job of the prosecutor. Case dismissed, that's what it means. The policeman is not here. That's the depth of Akedat Yitzchak. And that's the accomplishment of Akedat Yitzchak. Continues the Gemara and says, listen, I want to tell you something. This was the accomplishment of Avraham Avinu. But, says the Gemara, if Am Yisrael don't believe, Hashem only unties them. That's the problem. They get loose, so the people downstairs get back the power. And that's how it goes. And it says, we were on our Sinai, and everybody was tied. And then after our Sinai, we did the golden calf. Everybody was untied. Then we did the Mishkan. We tied them up. Then we sent the spies, untied. We went to Eretz Israel. Yeshua had to fight, because the angels upstairs untied. Then the people at HaMikdash tied them again. The people didn't behave, untied them. And then the Nebuchadnezzar came into place. Machshemot destroyed the Hamikdash. He can destroy the Hamikdash. Destroy the Hamikdash because his angel upstairs is untied. That's the Gemara says. That's the whole secret of our life. That's the secret of the world, of all the wars. Who won, he didn't win, even history. Man's nothing in history. You have to know what's going on in Shamayim. What is it in Shamayim? And that's the Gemara says. It's the Gemara. And that's the whole story. On the Tanakh, you see, this guy's winning, this guy's losing, this, Ammon, Moab, Edom, this, Palestine, Aram, this, nothing. Of long over here is like you're playing chess, but energy comes from Shamayim. Your job is to tie the thing, those angels upstairs. This is your job. You tie them, you win the war. If they lose, almost you have no chance to win. Chachamim, and they say, now, after all this information, you see it fits like a puzzle. See, Torah tells us, the Gemara says, that after we did the golden calf, like five bad entities came down to kill all of us. Beichal Moshe, Kol Man Tzapach, five entities. All the five entities convinced Adam, convinced Chava to eat. Since the Gemara says, the way it texts in the Torah, that Moshe says to Hashem, Zochor Avraham Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha, please remember Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, says the Gemara, well, there are five ones over here. Five prosecutors. You have to get rid of the five prosecutors. You cannot kill them, but it means that you have to tie them up. So leave Am Yisrael alone. Says Moshe said, Bizkut Avraham, one. Bizkut Yitzchak, one. Bizkut Yaakov, one. Moshe says, Hashem, Bizkuti, nine. And Hashem asked him, what? Five? Another guy. So Moshe said, Shimcha Gadol. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're very kind, you big name. That's the story. Why we survived from the golden calf. That's in the text, with the explanation of the Gemara. Five. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That the Navi says that David took five stones, and he said he's going with the five stones against Goliath. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's going to.
What's the depth of it?
Rahamim say, Hashem made a treaty with Abraham, a Brit Milah. 13 treaties. Hashem said in the text, it says in the text, Hashem said, for you and your children. It means you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu a treaty like Putin has with Assad. Who is going to dare now to attack Assad? Putin behind the finish. Doesn't matter, you know, who are you going to say? What are you going to do? Nothing. Just Hashem made a treaty with Avram and us. And Hashem made the same treaty with Yaakov and us. Same treaty. What's the treaty? Says the Gemara, Avram kept Shabbat, true. Yitzchak kept Shabbat, true. But Yaakov not only kept Shabbat, says the Gemara, and neged Shabbat. Shinemar ufaratzta yama vaken matzafon avanegma, vanegma. And says Hashem said in the Torah, when he speaks to Yaakov, he says, listen, Eretz Israel will be spread all around, not borders. Says the Gemara, how come? Avram, Hashem said, those nations you're going to have, that's the borders. Says the Gemara, says, listen, Yaakov is far ahead of Avraham Avinu. He says, what is it? Veshamru bnei Yisrael Shabbat, la'asot Shabbat le'dotam brit olam. You don't do favor to Hashem that you keep Shabbat. Shabbat is a treaty between you and Hashem. It means Hashem is watching you. He's watching you. Hashem has a treaty with you. Like Hashem has a treaty with Avraham, Hashem has a treaty with you if you keep Shabbat. As long as you have a treaty with Hashem, nobody can touch you. The problem is if you betray the treaty, then you have a problem. But that's what it is. This is Agadat Yitzchak. What's Agadat Yitzchak? Yitzchak told Avraham, tie me. He says, you know what happened? Hashem tied all the prosecutors upstairs. So this is our so-called shield and protection and insurance nobody can touch us. And here came the Greeks in Machshimam. And says, you know what? We have to do a few things in order to finish the Jews. How do you finish the Jews? They have a treaty with Hashem. We'll cancel Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So tell the Jews, you cannot keep Shabbat. You cannot keep Shabbat. So what's the problem not keep Shabbat? If you don't keep Shabbat, you have no treaty with Hashem. So he's the schut of Yaakov, Avinu vaporized. He says, you cannot do Brit Milah. He says, there's no treaty with Hashem. The Gemara says, there are 13 treaties between us and Hashem via our Brit Milah. You lose this also. Again, this is no treaty with Hashem. You lose the schut of Avraham Avinu. He says, you cannot do Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh? What's Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, it means that there's no more Rosh Hashanah, there's no more Pesach, there's no more Moadim, nothing is happening. It says there's no treaty with Hashem. Finished. It's called the Zechut Yitzchak Avinu. Finished. That's what the Greeks had in mind. And they said, the Shakham Torah Tach. There's a treaty between us and Hashem when we learn Torah. Hashem made a treaty. It says in the Torah. Hashem said a treaty with us a few times in the desert for the Torah. So the Greeks said, no Torah. No Torah, no treaty. No Zechut of Moshe Rabbeinu. No Zechut of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they do Avodah Zarah, no Zechut of Hashem. All the five entities that really is supposed to resemble the treaty between us and Hashem, cancelled. Those five treaties, we need it. We need to protect ourselves. Those are the five stones, five little rocks that David took. And this is what Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu did the golden calf, that we need five excuses to stay alive, to escape those five bad entities, the Mantzapah. And that's what that's the story of the Greeks. And they came in the Gemara and the Alan Yisim and said, listen, those Maccabim had five edges over the Greeks. They do, they resume the treaty between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Hanukkah is so powerful. That's what the Megillat Tanit said. The power of Hanukkah is so much is that you go back all the way to Akedat Yitzchak. So you know what? So you win very quickly the millions of soldiers of the Greeks because it's very easy. Because now you resume the treaty. And Hashem is going to tie up the angel that gives the Greeks the energy. That's all. So the whole war of the Maccabim was not against over here. Of course, I fight the soldiers, but that I can overcome them. And even though that we're not as strong, and whatever it means, it's a secret what it means. that we can overcome them is because their energy upstairs is tied up now. So that's the goal. The goal in our life is to tap the first circuitry. And that's what happened in Hanukkah. That's what they did. And he comes to Torah and says, I want to tell you something about Yosef. Listen, what about Yosef? The Gemara says. Gemara says, I want to tell you something. Something, you know, there's a bull that gores people. Gores people. Says the Gemara, you know, after three times the bull gores, that he becomes so-called muad. You know, he pays more money. Says the Gemara, what happened if a bull gores during the week and Shabbat he doesn't go? He doesn't go on Shabbat. And then he goes one time during the week, one time during the week, Shabbat he doesn't go. One time he goes on Shabbat. The Gemara says, let me tell you something. On Shabbat, a person looks different. There's a story that a lady came to a big rabbi and she said, it's a very interesting thing that I nurse my baby, and during the week he nurses for me. Shabbat, he doesn't want to nurse for me. The rabbi said, you know why? And Shabbat doesn't recognize you. He says, the Zohar says, Ari, on Shabbat you have to look different. You look at the mirror, you think you look the same, you don't look the same. Shabbat gives you a new entity. Tzaddik is b'chinat Shabbat, says the Gemara. And if you don't, it means you don't know what Shabbat is all about. Shabbat, you have a neshama yitera, a nefesh yitera, a ruach yitera. It says you have to look different. You have to look in the mirror, and you have to have good glasses to see. And don't look the same. The Gemara says, the bull, he knows. The bull goes on the street, and he sees the person that he gored him already twice, and he wants to gore him again on Shabbat. He's not going to gore him. It's not the same guy. The Gemara. Rav Kama. It says, the brothers came to Egypt to look at Yosef. Don't know him. What do you mean don't know him? 11 giants, 11 geniuses sit in front of Yosef. He's not Yosef. What do you mean he's not Yosef? Wait a minute. Don't you see anything? He looks like Yosef? No. No. Don't you? It's not suspicious. He knows how to slaughter an animal. He knows how to take out the sciatic nerve. He knows all the things, and you don't make any connection. He doesn't look at him like at him at all, at all. The Gemara says, Esther. The Gemara said, Esther. Every nation looked at Esther. When Esther became the queen, everyone said, I think she's Chinese. He looked Chinese. They got for Sweden. She said, no, she's Swedish. What does it mean? It means that you don't know the person that you look at him, you really don't know who he is. You don't know who he is. You don't know. That when you tzaddik, Yosef kept Shabbat, says the Gemara. Yosef kept Shabbat. Like Yaakov Avinu. You kept Shabbat, you b'chinat Shabbat. You keep Shabbat, you're a different person. You're a different person, then Hashem waves all the gezerot for you. Because this is Zchut Yaakov Avinu. Because he kept Shabbat. Zchut HaTorah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Brit Milah is Avraham Avinu. That you're ready to keep all the Mo'adim and to give your life to Hashem is Yitzchak Avinu. He says, that's what the Torah tells you. Yosef was a king for 8 years, the longest ever king from Am Israel, and was a king in Egypt. He says, what is his power? That is his power. The power is that he kept Shabbat, and he was pure. He kept the Brit Milah, he kept Shabbat, he kept the Moadim. He says, eat kosher food. He says, that is a protection that the prosecutor cannot do anything to you. So the whole thing is prosecuted. Yes, prosecuted. No, prosecuted. Comes back and says, listen, this is the whole about Hanukkah. Whole Hanukkah says, Hashem made a miracle. Hashem made a miracle that they found a pitcher of oil. So, what does it mean exactly? What's the depth of it? The depth of it that Hashem resumed the treaty. It was cancelled by the people that did not keep the mitzvot. Hashem cancelled the treaty. And that's why the Greeks were able to come to Beit HaMikdash and made holes in the wall and slaughter a pig on the altar. He said, it's not the people downstairs. It's the angel upstairs. He's loose. You see, he was tied. You don't behave. He's loose. He's Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to destroy Beit HaMikdash because his angel upstairs is loose. You have to resume the treaty. You resume the treaty, Hashem will tie him up. Hashem will tie him up. All the Greeks will leave Eretz Israel. It's no more Greece. But it's not downstairs. You can fight him. You can't fight nobody. You have to resume the treaty with Hashem. That's what the text reads. לעשות חכמים, זה לעשות את המקבים דיל. They resume the treaty between us and Hashem. Says Dariya, huh, now you understand what Hanukkah is all about. It's Hanukkah is a powerful thing. Because we went back all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're ready to sacrifice themselves for Am Yisrael. Like every soldier in Eretz Yisrael does the same thing. He said, that's what it is. You have to keep the Shabbat, you have to keep the Mitzvot. I said, that's what they do. They resume the treaty. So of course, Hashem ties up all the angels upstairs that represent all those animals that want to destroy us. Zari, if that's the case, Zari, you know, Hoshana, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, pass. Hashem made some decisions. He says, listen, Hashem looks at the file on Hanukkah again. If you're still around, Hashem can take your file again. Look what? To look if you resume the treaty. That's something else. Resuming treaty, you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't matter what the decision was that Hashem made on Hoshana Yom Kippur. There's Hashem made a decision if I'm good or not good. Okay, so that's one thing. But now I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm Bezchut Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Bezchut Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different concept. That's what he said. It's what Hanukkah is for Gemara Chatima. Hanukkah is the end of the judgment, the trial that we had on Rosh Hashanah. It's not Hanukkah, you know, Hanukkah is the most important chag, says Dari. And that's what the person has to light a menorah, because the menorah is just a symbol that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a treaty with you. Gemara says, if people come to Beit HaMikdash, they saw the menorah every night, every morning, he says one candle was always on. Always on. So what is the miracle? The miracle that Hashmonaim found a little pitcher of oil and that lasted for 8 days. What does it mean? It means you resume the treaty. That's what it means. It means Hashem ties back all the upstairs, all the prosecutors. So it means like this. So Hashem, listen, what is the file? As Hashem made a decision, who was the prosecutor? There's no prosecutor. Hanukkah cancels prosecutors. As Chachamim said, that Hanukkah is a man, is a time for ladies that cannot have children, to have children. People cannot find Shiduchim, People have a hard time in Parnassah, have Parnassah. He says, the gates are open on Hanukkah. Ari says, the month of Hanukkah is the least bad days in the month. Ari has a list, a calendar, that every month he writes, don't do this on that day, don't do this on that day. He says, Hanukkah is the best month of the year, the best. Ari says, only 5 days are not so good. Better than Adar, better than all the Moadim, the best. That's from Miglat, and he says, you can't do even Ta'anit before Hanukkah, day before Hanukkah. You can't do Ta'anit. You can't do Ta'anit after Hanukkah. So what is it all about? What is it all about? Because it means I resume the treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Resume the treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's why Hashem hints in the Torah. He says, Hashem hints Hanukkah. Where Hashem hints Hanukkah? In kosher food, that Yosef prepared the food on Friday for Shabbat. Because that, what it means, is they have a treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Shabbat. Yosef, it looks different. The brother will never believe that it's Yosef. It doesn't look like Yosef. It doesn't. Even if he says, I'm Yosef, don't believe him. You don't look like Yosef. What do you mean I don't look like Yosef? The Gemara says, it's a tzaddik. Hashem puts on him a special mask. When he doesn't want to reveal himself, nobody sees it. I never saw the guy. What do you mean? You don't know the guy? You don't remember the guy? Never saw him. Never saw him. That's what it means. A person becomes a brand new person. I mean, it's from Hanukkah, a person can become a brand new person. That's the Gemara Yerushalmi said. That in Rosh Hashanah, a person can make himself to become a new person. To become a new person. Or Hanukkah become a new person. That's the power of Hanukkah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this chag. And I said, this is the last moed, you don't need anything. Because Hanukkah gives you the edge on all the prosecutors to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Sape le'oro shel Mashiach. Says the Gemara, what's Hanukkah? Says the Gemara says, Sape, wait for Mashiach. What has to do with Mashiach now on Hanukkah? What happened now? So now we resume the treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can make all the way down to Akedat Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Sape le'oro shel Mashiach, now Mashiach can come, Rabbeinu.